540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Former President Donald Trump was in and out of Atlanta's Fulton County Jail in about a half an hour. But while he was there, he was booked and photographed, as he now faces more than a dozen Georgia state charges connected to alleged efforts to change the state's presidential vote in 2020. On his way back to New Jersey, he had a few remarks.
We did nothing wrong at all, and we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think it's very dishonest.
Trump lost dozens of lawsuits in legal efforts to challenge the Biden victory. Legal analyst Lori Levinson now takes a look at a late change in his Georgia legal team.
I think that he has tapped an excellent lawyer who knows the law and especially knows this RICO law. But the one question is whether he will be able to follow his lawyer's directions. Because at this point, that's going to be critical.
With more from Atlanta, CBS's Nicole Killian.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene told reporters she's very angry about what's happening right now. And that really is the sentiment that we heard from a lot of the demonstrators, some of them telling me that they feel this entire experience is demeaning for the former president, that they believe that he didn't do anything wrong. But at the same time, they feel that his surrender could embolden him politically.
Hundreds of thousands of people are in the dark at this hour in parts of Michigan as severe weather slams into the state. Apparent tornadoes touch down, flipping over vehicles, causing roof damage. WWJ-TV forecaster Stacy DeFord.
We are getting reports of lots of damage. We've got roads closed. We've got flooding in the area. That system moving out of the area, heading over the water. And we are going to see that continue to move out throughout the overnight hours.
Heaviest hit area near Lansing. The number of people confirmed dead in the nearly destroyed Hawaiian town of Lahaina is now 115, including the first known child victim. And with more from Maui correspondent Ben Tracy.
The amount of fire destruction that's happened here makes everything blend together. So,
Mike Pruitt is part of FEMA's search team, now focused on combing through the town's multi-story and commercial properties. Hundreds of emergency personnel and 50 canine units are part of the search.
Why is it taking so long to get through the entire town?
It takes inch by inch.
Not a last-minute scrub, but several hours before a scheduled launch of a NASA and SpaceX astronaut mission to the International Space Station.
The launch postponed for 24 hours to allow mission managers to close out a couple of items and to resolve just one minor technical issue with one piece of open paperwork.
NASA's Rob Navia says they'll now try for Saturday morning, 3:27 a.m. Eastern Time. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, let's call it the hangover edition. Dom, I'll try to be quiet for you.
Hey, Crudy, good to be with you, Nate, working the board, working hard today. Our fair audience, thank you for coming out and partying with us last night. And yes, I did stay out a little too late.
How can I be the fresh, bushy-tailed one today, Dom? How could that be possible?
I don't know, man, but it was a great time. And we actually did watch some of the debate as well.
I listened on our competitor's inferior radio station down the dial. Had to listen to it on the radio. I was driving back from Milwaukee. But Dom, lets us acknowledge all the good folks, especially Maggie Dawn and Jim Santel, two fine attorneys in their own regard, and fine show host right here on the Civic Media Network. Jim does the morning cannolis 9 to 11 on Saturdays. And of course, Maggie Dawn has the greatest lead-in ever. She comes up immediately following this fine product at 6 o'clock Central Time. And Joe Sopecki, our buddy, Vegas Joe, Coach Joe. I wonder if they also had morning practice this morning, in deference to the,
the
hot
be over
weather.
Now, man.
No, the right. Hot weather, they're moving the practices up. Kids too hot to practice in the afternoon. And of course, we made some friends now. Jeff from Shorewood, met him for the very first time last night. He left an impression, I'll just say that.
Yeah, Katie, thank you for introducing him to this show. And of course, got to thank our host, Terry at the Roman Coin. Always a blast at the coin.
Yeah, I had a great time. Lots of good people there. Lots of cookies. It's sweet. That last lot of cookies that came in, Dom, what was that? Like 24 cookies. That nice blonde lady that came in the red dress there and brought us the cookies.
I couldn't believe it. There's so many cookies.
There were cookies.
Empanada desserts and Jim brought cannolis.
Oh, they were excellent. Cannolis from Glorioso's on Brady Street. So the net was, I really didn't have to eat dinner last night, Dom. Just sweets. Just desserts. Skip dinner, went straight to the desserts. You went straight to the bottom of a bottle, apparently.
Cookies and rum, cookies and tequila. Yeah, it's
you want to hear the most shocking part?
What?
I got on the scale this morning. You want to hear the shocking part? 238.
Trump's weight.
238. I've gone down in weight. I must have sweated 5 pounds off my fat you-know-what yesterday.
Right.
Heaving gear around Milwaukee, but had a great time. And my compliments to the coverage on Civic Media. I know a lot of you stuck around and listened to it. Thanks for doing so. I took a look at the overnights down. They were good. Lots of people engaging.
Well done. Yeah.
Despite the absence of Donald Trump yesterday. I mean, something of a spit in the face to the great state of Wisconsin. Now, I know you don't care if Trump didn't show up. But if
wait. Trump didn't show up, right? We can all agree on that. And I said Trump wouldn't show up, so I was right, Curdy. Can you say that? Say it. Can I hear it? Come on.
I can say that. You were right, Tom. You were
yeah,
right.
All right.
I will acknowledge in this rare case, you are the correct party. And I was incorrect because I said Donald Trump would be in Milwaukee. How could you miss the opportunity? This is a swing state. This is perhaps the most important battleground in the entire United States. And you're going to skip it for an interview with Tucker rhymes with Tucker? Come on, man. If I was a Republican, if I was an independent, if I'm still waiting to make up my mind, you know, who should I vote for next fall? Well, I can tell you, you're not off on the right foot, Donald Trump. Wasn't that the criticism of Hillary Clinton? She didn't come around. She won the primary and didn't come around. Well, Trump had his opportunity in Milwaukee, where the RNC, where we're, not we, not we're, not you and Crudy, Dom, we're not anointing our nominee in Milwaukee, but I'm pretty sure we'll be at the party. And Tom, he didn't bother showing up for the presidential debate. It seemed a little lackluster in his absence. Although I got to tell you, I found that debate to be a little more substantive than I would have guessed. I didn't regret listening to it immediately. It took like 23 minutes.
That was it? That's all you got? That was the flavor?
23 minutes. Then I drove out of the inferior nighttime signal of our righty-whitey competitors down the dial. Dom, we've got one bite in particular of Donald Trump. Donald Trump did his own thing. And while you were watching the debate and partying with the good people, and I was sneaking home while the getting was good, and listening to the debate between the static on, you know, righty-whitey talk radio, our pal, our hard-working producer, Nate, was watching the Trump interview.
So we didn't have to. Thank you, Nate.
And the state of Wisconsin was a point of reference, and Nate did the hard work, so we're going to play it for you. Nate, play it for the people. You did the hard work. Cut number 10, Trump on the great state of Wisconsin.
Because if you looked at what went on in Wisconsin, who, by the way, now agree with me, Wisconsin has been virtually, other than the fact they're not allowed to do anything statutorily, but Wisconsin has been, I mean, what they found is incredible. I mean, we won Wisconsin.
Well, why didn't we know that the whole time? They won Wisconsin, didn't you know?
Wow.
Despite the findings of the court and the lawsuit and the Electoral College. And hell, even
and
Mike Pence on stage
last
night.
Institute for Law and Liberty and so on and so on and so on. But no, he won Wisconsin.
Or so he told Tucker rhymes with Tucker last night.
Maybe that's why he felt like he didn't have to show up. Hey, I already won once there. Twice. I won twice there.
You know, normally we don't take them out of order. Get to Gary real quick. I see our conservative love muffin. He could be a monkey. You can't tell with Gary. Still owes us dinner and drinks, I believe.
And drinks.
We were in town last night. We should have been able to redeem one or the other of those things. Because there are people buying me drinks, and I'm like, no, that's okay. I'm taking her easy tonight. No, you need a shot. You need a shot. No, not really. No.
I'm good.
844-967-2789. Our conservative pal, Gary. Gary, did you catch the big debate last night?
Hey, Gary.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hi, you guys. Yeah, I watched. My wife and I watched it together. I was the Lama Sami guy or whatever his name is. He was an embarrassment as far as I'm concerned. The guy came across as a nutcase. Too hyper. Going out there and bragging he's the only guy that's not bought and paid for. I thought that was really stupid of him.
Which ones are bought and paid for, Gary?
I think they're all bought and paid for. Most of them are.
Okay, and, please continue,
most politicians on both sides. As far as Donald Trump not showing up, he actually showed up in spirit. And he creamed everybody last night.
And do you believe the statement he made to Tucker Carlson last night? Because he did acknowledge the state of Wisconsin. In fact, Gary, he says he won the state of Wisconsin. Do you believe the former president when he makes that public statement here in 2023, running in 2024?
In his mind, he won all the close states. I know he thinks he won Georgia, and he wanted more votes. He said, you know, go find me 10,000 votes that I need or whatever.
10,780. 11,780, okay, well, actually. Technically,
whatever,
Gary.
Whatever.
One okay, more than he had.
Yes, go ahead. Finish.
In his mind, he thinks he won it. His handlers told him that he won it. So he believed it. Okay. So that's what he's doing.
That's actually not true. And I think in the trial, you're going to see, I mean, all the attorneys around him said he didn't win it. I mean, they commissioned two separate studies that they didn't release, but we later found out that the campaign paid people to research it, Gary, and they told him, no, you didn't win it. So, someone like the pillow guy got in his ear, Gary. But whether or not he believes it in his mind is absolutely irrelevant to the facts.
But give our belief, pal Gary. No, Gary just said you believe that Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin, right, Gary? I just heard you say that.
Yes.
So do you question the mental capacity of a candidate that 3.5 years later, despite all the evidence to the contrary, despite, you know, criminal indictments for his actions in response to this, let's call it a misconception for argument's sake, Gary. But at some point, doesn't this become a question of bad decision-making? And the fact that he can't move beyond the 2020, the fact that he's still talking about it with Tucker last night, what about 2024? What about the future of our nation, Gary? Where was the vision?
He's doing the same thing Hillary. Hillary will never let it go, and Donald Trump will never let it go. So they're both even. So they kind of whatever. But
she's not going to be on the ballot next year. He will be.
I know. The reason I called was, and the reason Donald Trump is so popular in DeSantis, which was up to like 26%, is now down to what, 12% or something like that. The people are getting so pissed off at the DOJ and everybody, you know, these guys trying to get them out of the race. And convict him of a crime. And even Matt, I listened to Matt the last hour. He said, yes, and Donald Trump, the felon. And Matt knows he's not a felon. You know he's not a felon unless you're convicted, correct?
Well, he's so charged with 91 felonies, Gary. Gary, let me ask you.
He's not convicted yet.
That's correct.
He's charged with as factually speaking, he's not yet convicted. He perhaps will be.
Yes.
We only got a minute left, Gary. Do you think all those charges, like there's no merit to any of them, any of the 91 charges? This is all a witch hunt?
Well,
I mean, these are grand juries, Gary.
I know that, but if it's in his mind, he thinks that he won it, and he's telling the guys, find votes. Just look harder. Look underneath the rock. That's not a crime, and he will not be convicted of this. I'm just telling you.
Gary, make a bet, do you still support Donald? Right now, who do you support? You've had the benefit of a debate, and you know who Trump is. Who do you support right now?
I don't think anybody, any Democrat, any Republican can run against the Democrats and stand up to the stuff that they put people through than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the only guy that we have left because DeSantis would just bow down.
So you would vote for Donald Trump, Gary? Is that Donald Trump your guy? Is that yes? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Well, there's candor. Come back, more devils.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 65 overnight. Under overcast skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, overcast. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 62. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
The devil's advocate, because freedom.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Doing some post-debate hangover discussion. I want to get your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient when she see you stacking up. Before we get back to him, I want to address what Gary said before he hung up. Our conservative friend, Gary.
Well, he hasn't hung up. He's still in the queue. He can hear you.
He's still there. Okay. Who said that he's still going to vote for Trump. And he says, you know, his belief that Trump's the only one who can stand up to what these Democrats are going to throw at him. Well, these aren't the Democrats. This isn't, this isn't Joe Biden. I know you think, well, this is Joe Biden's Department of Justice. Joe Biden is not the one pushing the buttons on this. He's just not. I know you may think it is, and maybe because you're used to how Bill Barr was lap dancing for Donald Trump when he was the AG, but that's not how it's going right now. And these are charges and evidence put forth in front of grand juries. Many of those folks, I guarantee you, are Trump supporters. They can't not be. There's mega people in those grand juries as well. And you're right. We don't know. I mean, they'll present. They found enough evidence to charge, and now we'll go to trial, and we'll see. But to get all hot, he's not a felon yet. Well, he's charged with 91 felonies. The odds are, given the federal government's track record, he'll probably be convicted of some of those felonies. You know what I'm saying? So, in regardless of that, as Chris Christie said, this action, this behavior is what beneath the presidency, and you're gonna want to put that guy back in office based on what? Because he can absorb the abuse from the Democrats? I don't. It doesn't even make any sense to me.
Dominic, some of the texters also took notice of Gary's comments. One has an analogy of sorts. Let's see if we agree. Wes from Middleton texts in, if it's in my mind that Kohl's owes me the clothes that I shoplifted, does that mean that I can fight my lifetime ban and redeem my Kohl's cash? Not very solid ground you're building your Trump defense on there, Gear Bear. And by the way, Wes points out, this is hyperbole. I very much am welcomed at any Kohl's location. Yeah, you and Scott Walker. Here's a little bit more. Does Gary really have that much hate in his heart? Or maybe he knows in his heart of hearts that in Trump's mind that every woman wants him even when they say no. Right? Is that his legal defense against the sexual assault allegations?
Well, when you're a big star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
One other said, F Gary. And here's one. Gary is pro-rapist. Not F Gary. Gary, we've broken bread with Gary. We know Gary. Gary has come out to the events before. I have done play-by-play as Gary climbed a ladder on Brady Street. We were doing a live show one day. It was a little scary watching Gary on a ladder. And he made it to the top.
He's a hardworking man.
Gary has told us with candor, apparently Donald Trump's still his man. And we see this in all the polling, Dom. This debate last night, we're going to get to the phones momentarily. Please be patient. But we see this over and over. All the polls, Donald Trump overwhelmingly has the support of the Republican base, and really effectively nobody else. 844-967-2789. Trucker Dean from Ladysmith out there in the world. How you doing, Trucker Dean?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, I'm doing well. Hey, how you guys doing? I'm doing well.
Good.
I guess what I'm going to use Gary's idea, and I guess if I think I have $2 million in the bank, I can get out of this hot damn truck and retire, right? I can just go to the bank and write me a check. Well, is that how that works, Gary?
I know it doesn't seem like logic when you really lay it out there in sort of a linear form, but you know, somehow it's the logic that makes sense to approximately 71% of the Trump base, because they believe Trump over clergy, over friends and family, and certainly over Dom and Crute. I mean, Gary saw the best the Republicans had to offer last night, and really I thought it was a substantive debate of sorts on the Foxy News. And came away thinking, Trump's my guy.
I didn't see the debates, but I heard Nikki Haley and Chris Christie did a fairly fine job. Had some good points, some points I could agree with, but believing something that is just pulling you out of the air just isn't happening. It doesn't happen in the real world.
They have more faith in Trump than in God and Jesus Christ, Trucker Dean.
I've got faith in Jesus Christ. You know, but I don't have faith in my bank account having $2 million in it.
I would not try rolling up in the drive-thru and making that sort of withdrawal then. They're not going to let you off just because you felt like you did.
I'm just asking questions. Can I have $2 million, please? But here's
wait,
the,
now
here's
let CJ the, in. I broke the seal, CJ.
Let's give CJ some time. You know how it is. Let me just make.
Well, I did. We're thought. Running up against the heartbreak. That's why I picked for now for CJ. But continue, please.
I don't believe that Donald Trump believes. You know what I'm saying? The guy is the consummate BS artist, you guys.
How do we know that?
Trump tells you something is true, believes in something, you can assume that he does not believe in that thing.
In
you
fact,
are better off in those odds being the total 100% contrarian to anything Donald Trump says, and you will probably be right.
If you'll recall, there is public testimony through the J6 committee hearings. Who is the young lady that worked for Mark Meadows?
Cassidy Hutchinson.
Yes, thank you very much. It is my memory telling me that Cassidy Hutchinson, in her testimony, said effectively, I can't believe we lost to effing Joe Biden. That's what Trump said to Meadows.
I can't believe I lost to this guy, something like that.
Very embarrassed by the notion that he lost to Joe Biden. But that's also an acknowledgement. He lost to Joe Biden. He lost. Come back. If you listen to the Devil's Advocates radio show, you're always a winner. Generally a winner. 844-967-2789. I got to admit, though, thank you for sharing the cookies last night. As delicious as they looked, I could have had diabetes right there in the air. I think the only reason I would have lost weight otherwise, foot amputation. Come back, more Devils.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News brief. After being booked and photographed at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail, ex-President Donald Trump continued to insist.
If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that.
He did challenge it in dozens of court cases that he lost. So now legal analyst Lori Levinson says,
it's not just any criminal case, but it is a significant, lengthy racketeering charge against him.
In much of Michigan, severe weather is causing severe power outages.
We did see some wind damage. We saw some hail. We saw lots of flooding. We're still getting reports on all of the damage from these storms.
WWJ-TV forecaster Stacy DeFord. NASA and SpaceX officials huddled late Thursday night about the scheduled Friday launch of a crewed mission to the space station.
Resulting from that meeting was a decision to postpone the launch for 24 hours.
NASA's Rob Navy. A CBS News brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve. Thank goodness, Tom, the weekend's coming. Because I hear some overdid it last night. Little pre-debate party at the Roman Coin. Had fun, Terry. Thank you very much. Had fun with a lot of you fine people. You can always join us on the phones. Tell us how you like it up here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 844-967-2789. But be patient. They're stacked. And I broke the seal. And I don't know why, but I'm going back to you, CJ. Let's play nice today. First and foremost, did you watch the debate and or the Trump address? And what were your impressions?
Both.
Who'd you like?
I'd say if any of those candidates, any of them, believe in the policies that gave us 1.8% inflation and 6.8% GDP, growth domestic product, and we would be safer. And I don't understand how you gentlemen can think that this president, now that we're almost...
Whoa, you're off track. Tell us who you like. Don't Biden crap. They didn't even do that at the debate. They were pretty respectful. I acknowledge that. I thought it was a substantive debate. Let's have one now, CJ. Who'd you like, okay, man? Don't tell me what you don't like about Biden. Tell me what Nikki you do Haley? Like about the Republicans.
Nikki Haley, loved her. I believe she's right. I'm pro-life, but I know realistically we've got to come to a consensus across the country. And I'm more like 13 weeks instead of 15. But
okay,
if the Republicans don't do that, they're going to struggle winning any elections.
What about Ramaswamy? So, how'd you like the upstart, the ChatGPT guy?
Well, I tell you what, he definitely has a lot of great ideas. He's a self-made billionaire, and he knows that our spirit is broken for this country. And I think he has a lot of good policies other than his foreign policy, like Nikki Haley pointed out.
CJ, if I may, Ramaswamy suggested that people not be able to vote until they're 25 years old. You think that's going to be a winning policy for the youth?
Well, I think he's right, though. We need an ordinary civil test on knowledge.
How about a poll tax?
About our country. How about what?
How about a poll tax? How about, just so you got a little skin in the game, you got to pay a little money to vote at the polls. A little poll tax.
I don't know.
You realize
pretty minimal.
No, but,
the answer is no. Those are bad things, CJ. Those are historically, those are the way they used to disenfranchise black voters and minority voters and poor voters. They would either require a test or they would require monetary. You'd have to pay
so
for the right to vote.
Crudy, Dom, you think so little of the black community that they couldn't follow instructions?
Dude,
what? Required.
Hang on. Wow.
Bye,
that's
CJ.
Not even a point, CJ.
Not at all what we've said. And in fact, you misconstrue history, CJ. Try reading it, man. So apparently.
Well, I would also point out Nikki Haley and CJ said he loved Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley pointed out, and CJ, if you were, still around and being cordial, we could have had this conversation. Calling out the Republicans, calling out the Donald Trump for adding $8 trillion to the national debt, $8 trillion to the national debt during the Trump administration. Apparently Nikki Haley had some problems with that. I wonder if the Republicans do.
The guy that did bother me quite a bit was this Vivek or whatever, Ramaswamy. At one point, we do be patient callers. We'll get back to you. 844-967-2789. Here is where he lost me. Cut number 13, if you would.
Mike, why don't you say this? Join me in making a commitment that on day one you would pardon Donald Trump. I'm the only candidate on the stage who had the courage to actually say it. That is how we move our nation forward.
I don't know
and
why
turn
you
the page
assume
forward.
That Donald
That's exactly
Trump
right.
will be convicted of these crimes.
How about a little bit more of Mike Pence? Cut number 14, please.
But the American people deserve to know that the president asked me in his request that I reject or return votes unilaterally, power that no vice president in American history had ever exercised or taken. He asked me to put him over the Constitution. And I chose the Constitution, and I always will. I had no right to overturn the election, and Kamala Harris will have no right to overturn the election when we beat them in 2024.
And you know something shocking? I was listening to right-wing talk radio today, and I heard them supporting Mike Pence, effectively saying, reinforcing the message that, you can't just have the VP overturn the election. And what if that had happened in 2016 when Joe Biden was the vice president and he said, you know what, Trump won the Electoral College, but we choose Hillary instead. I was a little surprised to hear right-wing talk radio effectively say the vice president doesn't have this power because Donald Trump went out last night and effectively said, sure he does.
Sure he does. Should have done it if he had courage. That's what he says every time, right?
Yes.
So I was actually a little proud of the former vice president, only in that, you know, the guy standing up for the Constitution and the oath he gave. You know, that was the other part. Pence said, I put my hand on the Bible and I swore an oath to the Constitution and my God. And if you are a man and you believe in such thing, does God come before party? How does that work in the Republican Party? You know, if you make a pledge to God and the Constitution, but, you know, your boss, Donald Trump, says, just throw it all away. Well, I don't know if the Constitution was enough of a guardrail or if it was the advice of Dan Quayle. But eventually, Mike Pence came to the conclusion he wasn't going to go against God. And I have to admit, I was a little proud of the former vice president because he was getting his ass booed on that stage. I mean, these 4,000 or 5,000 Republicans supportive in the actual
getting
arena
booed by Republicans who what are they booing? They're booing the fact that Mike Pence put the Constitution above his fealty to Donald Trump. Boo. I mean, when you take the oath and you talk about the Constitution, you talk about patriotism and all those things. Isn't that exactly what you want from an elected official? You know what I mean? And boo, boo. It is a cult, man. It is a straight up cult.
One more from Pence. We'll just clean up the Pence sound. Cut 15. He did have a bit of a disclaimer for Trump, though. Cut 15.
Now look, I've made it clear. I had hoped that the issues surrounding the 2020 election and the controversies around January 6th had not come to this, had not come to criminal proceedings. I would rather they had been resolved by the American people and the American people alone. But no one's above the law. And President Trump is entitled to the presumption of innocence that every American is entitled to. And we will make sure and extend that to him.
Until he's convicted, and then we call him a felon, Gary.
Then he's a felon.
967-2789. I think Karina's been the most patient. Karina from Milwaukee, welcome. What do you got for
Hi,
us?
Hi, Karina.
Hi, guys. Yesterday, the lady in the red dress, it's me.
Yay! I love Karina. Karina! You brought the cookies!
Yes. I'm sorry. I know you, and I completely forgot that you don't know how I look like. So when you were talking today, I'm like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. But I'm glad that you like the cookies. And you know what? You were talking about debates yesterday and Trump. Well, he didn't sign the paperwork, which saying that no matter what, he's going to support his Republican other candidates. He said that he doesn't want to support anybody but himself. So, I mean, if this is something, I don't care about you. Because I'm not going to support people who's a member of my party. This is why he's not there. One of the reasons, I guess. And he said that he's refusing to sign this paperwork. I don't know if you knew about it, guys, but it's a very interesting fact that the person is such a self-centered.
Easy, Karina.
We better cut her short. You know, she's searching for a FCC of suitable word. Karina, the cookies were excellent. So very nice to meet you yesterday during the live radio broadcast at the Roman Coin. She came in, berry cookies.
I know.
And we were on the air. We were like acknowledging and talking and acknowledging, and then you gave all the cookies away. Karina, you know Dom didn't share a single one of the cookies with Crudy.
What?
I think you were worried that I was going to get diabetes right on the air, but I didn't get this. I saw you walk over to the
cookies, man.
The great news was
several left.
Others enjoyed your wonderful cookies, but Karina, I'll look forward
to it. I enjoyed the wonderful cookies. I finally got a cookie.
Yeah, Crudy. Thanks for not sharing. 8-4-4-9-6-7-2-7-8-9.
To Karina's point, there is an absolute lack of what? Teamwork, loyalty. I mean, Donald Trump is not loyal to anything except Donald Trump. He's not going, and whether or not he actually signs the document or doesn't sign a document, says he'll support, you know, says he won't support, it's all irrelevant. The man will change his mind on a whim. It's not worth the paper that it is written on. He has no character. He has no spine. He has no center. He is Donald Trump. He is that. He's that guy. So whether or not he signs it, you know, the Republicans, they cut the deal. They decided this is what they want. They want this megalomaniac, narcissist, strong man to push their agenda. Hell, they got the Supreme Court, right? It's all about the courts, right, Mitch? They got what they wanted, and now as expected, he's divided. He's tearing that party apart, and certainly pushing the limits on our institutions as we struggle with how to deal with a guy like that. I don't think it's as much of a struggle as some other people do, but that's where we're at.
Dominic, thanks, Karina. On the text line, thanks, Karina. I ate one of the cookies. Someone texted in. Somebody else said, I gave Crudy $60 and Dom $40 last night. That is true. And thank all of that drinks. Money was invested. Steve from 3.5 blocks away. Steve, we had a good time investing that money in the Roman coin and thanks, friendships Steve. And a few bucks for tips. But I can assure you, I walked out of that joint. No money in my pockets.
Cash only, baby.
844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cindy.
Well, your caller a little while ago that said that people should have to take a test before they can vote. How about our people that are running for president take a test on how well they know the Constitution and the Bill of Rights?
Great point. Yeah.
Do you think most of them, did you watch any of the debate last night, Cindy? Do you think most of them would pass the test?
I'd rather walk on hot coals, so I did not watch it. But I doubt any of them would pass. So a couple of them might come close, but for them to all pass with flying colors, I don't think any of them would.
Cindy, appreciate you listening to us.
I don't know.
We're easier Cindy, on you than hot coals.
Barely.
I think that there was plenty of intelligence.
There, man. Come on. Yeah, there's some smart people on that stage, whether or not you believe in their politics or their faith or whatever it is. You can't deny that there are some intelligence. If not street smart, certainly book smart.
You know why we could answer that, Cindy? Because Donald Trump was not on the stage last night. If any of them had trouble passing a constitutional, a civics exam, if you will, of course it'd be Trump. What can you do?
Whatever I say, I'm the president. I make the laws. I am the king. I mean the president.
I don't want to talk about the amendments. I like all the amendments. The amendments, all of them, very, very, very important to me. The Bill of Rights, very important to me, but it's very private. It's very private.
Come back with us. Don't be an American idiot. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Many of you have opinions today, and we love it when you do. Plenty of time for your calls. Bring them up. Again, 844-96-PARTY.
Did you know every 10 years, based on the latest census population information, state officials redraw voting district boundaries? Sounds fair until redistricting becomes gerrymandering. It's described as manipulating the boundaries to favor one party or class. Those at the nonpartisan Brennan Center call gerrymandering as old as the United States, but also say regardless of the party responsible, it isn't fair to the voters. Still, Congress voted not to pass reform legislation last year. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with a low of 65. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 62. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. What's your takeaway from the big events last night? Let's keep going down the list. I believe Jack from the Mac, you will be next. Thanks for calling, Jack. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
You know, first of all, I don't know how we can deal with it. The guys like Gary and CJ, they call and they seem rational. I think one of them called into an earlier show. Yes, I am a fan. Yes, I do listen pretty regularly during the day. And I said something like, oh, Trump was such a great president. From the day he took office, the unemployment rate was low. The GDP was high. The inflation rate was low. Wait a minute. From the day he took office? So who is really responsible for that? They drink more of the Kool-Aid. The Justice Department is weaponized. No, it's not. The Georgia grand jury. Georgia? Excuse me? I'm willing to bet that there were a fair number of Trump supporters on that grand jury. And, it just goes on and on. I think that my takeaway from last night, and I couldn't bring myself to listen to the whole thing. My takeaway from last night was this. All the candidates were very supportive of Mike Pence's decision, basically not to try to overthrow our government. I mean, right. Yes, they said, Mike, you did the right thing. But not one of them said anything like, I condemn the attempt to overthrow our government.
I think Chris Christie did. Chris Christie was right there as a former federal prosecutor. I mean, him and Pence were the least popular people in the bowl last night in the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. But there were times when he stood up effectively. Let's drop one of them for you. Cut number 22, I believe. This might not be the only one, but here's Chris Christie, played for the people.
Whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States.
And there were times where I think he stood up for the legality in the Constitution. That's the only clip we really have of Christie addressing it. But Jack, I think he was the exception. Let's put it that way. Ramaswamy, let's pardon the guy. For sure. And you know, it was funny because Pence even said, you know, before you pardon a guy, first and foremost, he has to be convicted. Above and beyond that, he should show contrition. And then you ask for a pardon. And in most states, it takes like 5 years, Jack. Well, in other words, Ramaswamy is effectively saying Trump is guilty and must be pardoned. Whether he realizes that's the thing he's acknowledging or not, Jack, that was pointed out last night.
Well, the Republican Party, basically, if they want to gain my trust again, they've absolutely got to do something about things, people like the state electors and the people that planned this. Throw them out of the party and say, look, we condemn all this stuff. This is incredibly terrible. This is an attack not just on our government, but on our democracy. Until they do that, I will never trust another Republican candidate for a major office again.
Well, Jack, you seem like a pretty reasonable guy, all things considered. I mean, maybe a rebrand if they just call themselves the Whigs or something.
There's a
just change their name.
Everybody's involved.
We're X now. We're X. We're not Twitter. We're not Republicans. We're X now.
We got to have like 2X, double X, you know, triple X.
Triple X.
Rana, the party chair, what's her name?
Rona Romney McDaniel.
Romney's
but kid. She dropped right, the right. Romney part. Right. That's a so niece,
she,
I think.
She was making calls, right? I mean, who the shorter list of who in the Republican Party, from the national party to the state parties, who wasn't involved in some way, shape, or form. If you weren't taking the calls from Rudy or Trump, right, you were certainly carrying the water, spreading the rumors, spreading the big lie. Oh, my God, Trump, he lost this election. I can't believe you guys think Trump would have won the election. He got handed a great economy from Obama. Thank you, Jack. Great point. You know, that's easy. He passed a huge tax cut and did the terrible thing. Most thing you could do is ignore the pandemic and downplay it. He told Woodward all about it, you know, told his kid apparently. The American people, not so much. Why? Because he knew he had an election coming up and it was going to be tough. That's why he planted that seed corn real early. Oh, we have mail-in ballots. We're never going to win an election again. Yeah, more people engage in the process. If more people exercise their self-governance, you're damn right, because no one would vote for you, not for the things that you do. And you crash the economy. And then you lie to all your followers. You ransack the Capitol, man. This isn't hard, folks. This is really pretty easy. It's right in front of us. So you can't rebrand. Everyone's involved.
You sure you can't just call yourself something different? Now I'm T-Bone. 844-967-2789.
Can't give yourself your own nickname, Crudy.
Cameron from Nina. Welcome, Cameron. What's your thoughts?
Hi, Cameron.
Hey, right. So I watched the entire debate yesterday, and I do think that it went better than when it was Trump Pence against Kamala and Biden 2 years ago. But Vivek is a psychopath. And for anyone that is in their 20s or younger that's listening to this, he's not our guy. I do not want someone that is supposed to represent us solely based off of them being a billionaire and their age being around my age being the reason that you vote for them. That's foolish. No one up there really talked about any sort of policy. They dropped all the keywords that they possibly could, from woke to Hunter Biden. DeSantis is not, I usually say lizard or android when I'm talking to you guys, but that dude was getting his muscles rearranged by the Botox in his face like he was a damn Etch-a-Sketch. And the two up there that had any kind of integrity at the debate specifically was Chris Christie and Nikki Haley. I was impressed by both of them, minus Nikki Haley's stuff with trans. It just didn't seem like it was, I don't know, it just seemed really random to even bring up in the first place. But
I'm gonna cut you short, Cameron, only because we've got some severe weather in some of our viewing and listening areas. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Milwaukee County and southeastern Wisconsin, Racine County in southeastern Wisconsin, and southeastern Waukesha County until 5:30 p.m. The hazard, 60 mile per hour wind gust and quarter-size hail. Be careful out there. There are severe storms in WRJN land and WAUK land. Be careful in southeastern Wisconsin. Come on back, though. The happy hour will keep you abreast of the news, the sports, the weather, and how Dom's hangover is progressing. Hour two
That's
is
great.
Next.
Thank you. The happier, feeling better happier. Every minute.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.